This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We read a report this morning, you could call it an estimate or a guess, if you like, that about 15% of Mitt Romney's followers on Twitter are fakes, paid for fakes, as in you pay some company, they get you imaginary followers. Newt Gingrich had the same thing happen back in the primaries, and they're not the only ones. But honestly, the very idea just seemed so ridiculous to us that people would actually spend real money on Twitter followers that we had to have Adrian Hill check it out. Here you go.
As of this morning, I had 1,001 Twitter followers, which is nothing to crow about. And so when my editor said,
"Why don't you just go buy some followers? We'll give you $50.
I was pretty stoked. That is, until I started reporting the story.
Don't do it with your account.
What's the point?
That social media researcher Dan Zarella and Jan Zimmerman, author of Social Media Marketing for Dummies. And here's social media expert Dave Kirpin.
It is nice on the ego. That's the reality. But ultimately, you know, if they're not going to be actually interacting with you and actually doing something when you tweet, what does that really mean?
Also, it turns out Twitter's rules forbid buying followers from a third party under penalty of permanent suspension. So no bot fame for me. But those worries haven't stopped other people. Here's Kirpin again.
I think that it's more common than some people think.
If you Google buy Twitter followers, you'll find dozens of companies and eBay sellers offering the service, most offering fully faked accounts. Research from Barracuda Labs finds the average cost is about $18 for 1,000. But do they really help a brand? Probably not much. Jan Zimmerman says there can be an endorsement effect.
If this many people think they're wonderful, then I should think they're wonderful too, and I should agree to follow them.
But she says real followers who actually care what you have to say are much more important for success. I'm at Adrian Hill for Marketplace.